Hello and welcome. I'm senior news writer Beth Pariseau with SearchStorage.com. I'm here today with Simon Jelly, senior director of product management with Symantec's Enterprise Vault archiving product. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Beth.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So you've been with Enterprise Vault, with that product, for quite a long time through a number of different companies, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. I actually was one of the original members of KVS that founded the Enterprise Vault product back in 1999, 10 years ago, and actually was also part of the original team for Enterprise Vault. The actual product itself started back in Digital or DEC, as some might recognize the company. Mm-hmm. Originally, we launched the first release of Enterprise Vault back on Christmas Eve, so December 24th in 1998 in Digital.
Oh, okay. And so that's a long time to stick with that product through a number of different companies. And I'm curious, what's made you stick with the product through so many transitions?
Well, I think it's interesting. It's been a real evolution with the product, and there's always been new challenges and new markets for us to look at addressing. We started very much focused around the problem space of how do we help customers more effectively manage their exchange servers, the size of those exchange environments, and more importantly, you know, their ability to recover and meet SLAs around the management of exchange. But really, we've had a number of challenges that have been brought to us as part of the evolution. As we've started to introduce those management aspects, we then have been able to expand that to bringing in the PSTs into the environment, then expanding obviously into the journaling and discovery kind of compliance needs. And as we brought out the archiving capabilities around email, it became clear there were similar problems to address in unstructured information as a whole. So we started to look at file systems, SharePoint, bringing in instant message traffic, etc. So it's always been an exciting evolution. And much like any good product, no matter all the enhancements and product features we think about, as we go to market with our customers, we find they bring other exciting things that they could do with the product to us that we've led on to expand and introduce into the product.
Mm-hmm. And so data growth has been a really pressing problem for a lot of IT professionals lately. And I'm wondering, what's Enterprise Vault's biggest implementation today? And how has Enterprise Vault changed to deal with data growth at large enterprises?
Yeah, so We have varying sizes of deployments, very much from the tens of seats through to 200,000 seat plus capacity installations for Enterprise Vault. We have around 10,000 customers now on the product, which represents about 16 to 20 million seats worth of exchange and file combined. In terms of the actual way we have helped customers address that, we've always had ability to do single instance between email. And actually, we're just launching our Enterprise Vault version 8 product, which introduces a new level of advanced storage optimization for our customers, which allows them to take EV as a full archiving platform and do complete single instance across email coming, attachments coming in, email, whether they be the same or different email, with the same file coming from file systems, etc. And as well as providing the new advanced single instance storage with EV, this then allows us to take advantage of capabilities of block level storage devices like NetApp and the data domain devices to provide single instance and dedupe between different versions of documents. So there's a full expansion of our capabilities. And to put that into perspective, typically with prior versions of Enterprise Vault, we've provided customers somewhere between a 40 to 60% saving in terms of their storage costs. Now, as customers start to expand and use the platform for more different content sources, they can expect between an additional third, 33% storage savings on top of the original 60% storage savings in the prior versions of Enterprise Vault.
And so there are some people in the industry I've heard talk recently about worrying about deduplication altering data for compliance purposes. I'm wondering if you hear this concern from users and what your response might be.
We do hear some of those concerns. I think the key is obviously making sure that we, although we provide deduplication, we also do track each and every item and the set of metadata associated with that. So although we provide deduplication between the unique items or the unique items that can be single instance, i.e. an attachment on a message file, etc., we still make sure that we maintain separate identities of each item. So my copy, I can completely pull a unique version of my copy from the archive as opposed to your copy, Beth, from the archive. And we make sure, for example, if there's BCC recipients that are different between those messages, that they're uniquely maintained in the archive. So the key is obviously providing that metadata store and the uniqueness of that, as well as providing the storage and the single instance and cost-saving type of capabilities.
So has there been any legal precedent about dedupe that you know of?
Not at this time that we're aware of, no.
Okay. And so I'm also hoping to look forward a little bit with you. And one of the hot topics in the industry this year is the cloud. And Symantec has the Symantec Protection Network that's currently servicing backup customers. And I'm wondering what your outlook is on using that cloud-based storage as a target for archive data through Enterprise Vault.
Yes, so we certainly have some plans working with them as providing customers the capability to push data to the cloud from EV customers existing today, plus also looking at archiving options directly to the cloud itself. Interestingly, we already do have certain partners such as Consonus that are already offering EV as a managed service in the cloud to customers prior to obviously the moves we've made around the Message Labs acquisition, etc.
So the other thing about the cloud is that it's sometimes hard to get large amounts of data in and out of it because of the existing internet infrastructure. How would you address that in terms of an archiving workload for an enterprise?
Yes, obviously, one of the key benefits we're looking at as a first phase is bringing the benefit of the moving of the older data. So we offer behind Enterprise Vault already a tiered management for the data that sits in the archive. And one obvious kind of first phase step is being able to port the less used data from customers that already have EV implemented in their infrastructure out to the actual cloud itself. And then we've obviously taken advantage of streaming technology, etc., to make that as easy as possible. But ultimately, what we want to look at is making sure that what's being passed to the cloud is the least used or least accessed data that needs to be kept for a longer amount of time, but isn't necessarily going to be involved in a high amount of user retrieval or for discovery in the actual workflow itself.
So would you eventually move to offering a more e-discovery-focused service as things open up, or would you kind of stick to that focus as far as the cloud goes?
That's a good question, and something that we're actually debating internally and reviewing with our customers as to, is that a key service that they'd like to basically have all of their data pushed external, or is the reaction that they'd actually want to manage that data internally and the discovery process only internally? If you look at from my opinion, looking at the cloud-based solutions that offer some form of discovery today, they're pretty limited in terms of the capabilities they provide compared to the types of in-house solutions, for example, that we provide with our Discovery Accelerator application on top of the archive. And obviously, there's a concern in terms of the amount of data that people are dealing with. So it's something, yes, we are considering and reviewing with customers as their attitude of, is it something they do want to trust other people to manage their data out in the cloud, or actually the discovery and litigation world is something that they'd want to make sure is firmly handled as an in-house application.
Mm. So when do you think we might see the data management archiving service roll out?
So I have to admit, I wouldn't want to commit to a date at this stage, but we're hoping towards the end of this year, beginning of next, to have brought something out of that market.
Okay. So another forward-looking question. Wondering, there are some specialized verticals that have really complex rule sets depending on their business. And I'm wondering what kind of innovation you expect to see on the policy and workflow fronts that might be critical to continuing to drive customer adoption there.
So yeah, I mean, I think one of the key things we've seen, certainly being in the archiving market for a long time, is getting customers to understand the information that they have within the organization so they can make better decisions around the policy they need. So I think one of the key things that we actually introduced an intelligent archiving layer to Enterprise Vault in our version 7 release towards the end of 2007. And I think that basically helps customers to look at not just the attribute level, but also the content within the information, being able to do things like pattern matching to understand the actual content, because I think ultimately that's where you can make then better decisions about what's actually in the archive, and obviously providing the applications like our Discover Accelerator to mine that data and the classifications that put on the information will ultimately help manage the policies that you then need to set up front. So I think tied to that, it's key that we provide, and we've actually introduced the capabilities in version 8 recently, that people can go back and reclassify what's already in the archive. I think the big change is going to be moving away from literally archiving everything and having one or a very small set of retention to really using the corpus you already have in the archive to assess what the content truly is, how it's relevant to your business and the different policies you have to abide by, and then reclassifying that so you can get rid of the junk and really make sure you're focused on keeping what you need to keep as an organization.
It's interesting that you say that, because Enterprise Vault seems to sit somewhere between two kind of realms that have diverged in the marketplace. There are some that use heavy backends for e-discovery workflows and things like that, and then products that are kind of lightweight in-place search and classification. And so I'm wondering how you see that space evolving with Enterprise Vault within it.
Yes, so, I mean, obviously, we're really trying to position EV as a platform for both the long-term archiving but also discovery. So we actually already have partnerships in place to bring in some of that, what would I guess be called active content that's outside of the traditional archive that's been built around journaled email or file systems, etc., so that we can bring, for example, evidence files that come from, say, a guidance into the discovery process. So we're definitely focused on mining the archive and taking advantage of that for that people have built for space-saving reasons, but then can then really adopt the discovery capabilities, but also combining that with all forms of active content that are on file systems or more specifically on desktop machines.
So I know you cover email and you cover file systems. Is there any other data type that Enterprise Vault hasn't tackled yet that you're looking to get into?
So directly, we do have agents for tackling email, both Exchange, Domino, SMTP-based email, as well as file systems, SharePoint, and instant message traffic. We already have, outside of that, we've built what we call a content management API layer so that we can bring in content from other sources. And we do have partnerships where we haven't necessarily built the agents ourselves, but those partners can help us bring in data from SAP systems, from database systems. I think the next big push is around kind of voice message systems. So we do have a partner that's just announced being able to bring in different voicemails like Avaya-based systems into Enterprise Vault. So they're the kind of next things and the look towards those, obviously building towards both the space-saving aspects, but also more importantly, those becoming relevant in discovery events themselves.
So how do you index a voicemail or a multimedia file like that? It must be harder to crack open.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're the types of, I think, currently with the integration that we're working on, the partner will provide the conversion from voice to actual text so that we can then basically apply the same archiving algorithms that we do for other content. So bring it into the archive, convert the message into the text representation into HTML or text, and then basically index that content. That's basically the approach that we're taking through this current first integration there.
When do you think we'll see that integration?
So that should be towards the early part of this year, so probably around the February-March timeframe.
Okay. And so in the wider world, the global economic situation is still wreaking havoc, and I'm wondering what effect do you see that having on your customers, on their archiving plans, and on their technology deployments in general?
So obviously, I mean, it has an impact in terms of the spending that people have. I think what we've certainly seen is already that we've had greater interest because of the focus on cost. And really, our Enterprise Vault version 8 release that we're just launching is all about helping manage the cost So providing better storage optimization, making it easier and simpler for customers to deploy in smaller environments so they're not necessarily employing consultants or contractors to run the systems, and also providing the ability to do a lot of the discovery type events with our guided review in-house. So I think, you know, I think there's still a big opportunity for us because of the fact that there's such a focus on consolidation and cost savings. And obviously, at Semantic, customers are looking for value partners that have longevity in terms of the economic situation, and looking at startup companies in this space versus obviously bigger companies that are more likely to survive the economic situation.
So what do you see as the biggest challenge to come for Enterprise Vault and data archiving in general?
So I think the key for us moving forward is looking at really focusing on transitioning from being a platform that helps customers manage kind of content source by content source to providing it being able to simply basically a user-based archiving or user-based content archiving platform. So that what I mean by that is really if you look at information as a whole and what customers are trying to manage, typically how they manage it, the policies they have assigned to that is actually dictated by the user and not necessarily the content source in which the applications, in which the information sits. So we can provide a lot of benefits by being able to offer a larger platform, but then have the policies actually managed across the types of information as opposed to apply policies content source by content source.
So what kind of changes would that require from Enterprise Vault as it exists today?
So really, it's really moving away from a focus of content source by content source management and setup of policies to really having the policies themselves targeted and defined by users across all of those content sources. We actually are fairly close to that today in the sense of a user is provisioned, but and a user has their policy associated with them in terms of their archive and retention policies. But it's the user in the context of the exchange system as a mailbox or the file system as a file share. We really want to move to being able to say this is a user, and we know looking across the system that they own a mailbox and a file system, and we work that out for the customer as opposed to that being defined by the administrator into the product itself.
Great. Well, thank you very much for sharing your insights with us, Simon, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Beth. I hope it's been useful and look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Sure thing. So don't hang up. I'm just ending the recording.